Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
I am a passenger.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me on Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with Sulema Gourani. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's an internationally recognized thought leader, folks, in a number of different areas. She's the founder of TradeConductor.com, also the CEO of GetCapitalAid.com. Sulema, Sulaima.com is her website. I encourage you to go there and check it out and see what she's up to. You'll get smarter when you do. Sulema, thanks again for being here. The future of work there's so many different ways to go with this, because each generation has a different attitude about work. Millennials feel differently about work than Gen X does. And both of them feel differently than baby boomers do. We've got that dynamic going on. We've got the actual availability of positions that are out there now. We got the kinds of skills that are required. We got a real challenge in our economy, in the workplace today, don't we?
Oh, 100%. And right now we have 5 different generations working side by side.
Yep.
But there's a lot of conflict going on. And what you see is the Gen Z, the ones who are between 15 and 25 now, they prefer to work remote. They don't go to a shop and work or an office. There's a lot of conflicts going on, but, you know, it's all good. It's innovation. When people meet together in disagreement, there's a lot of great opportunities happening. And thanks to the younger generations, we now have almost a 50 million industry of American workers working with the gig economy. Gig means small jobs. And
but now, is gig something that you do when you can't find anything else, or is it something you desire, something you go for? Is it both?
You know, it's both, you know, because gig work, you can do that in the late hours after work and you can make some extra money.
Right.
Some would claim being an Uber driver is gig economy, but it's very much the young people want to work that way. And gig economy is no longer cheap. This is actually, it can be very expensive because they're good at it. And you know what? And you know what really is nice? People get rated now online, meaning if you have 3,000 positive reviews from your clients, you're good. And you can pretty much set the price you want. So the system is more transparent, in a way more fair.
Well, one thing I think we need to tell giggers about, I tell people who are starting small businesses, especially service businesses, that they've got to think, if you're gonna do that, if you're gonna be a gigger, if you're gonna start a small business and provide services, as I did when I started my consulting company 30 years ago, you're gonna do that. If you're going to do that, you can't think of what you're doing as labor. You have to think of it as delivering a product that has to be priced the way a product is priced. Because if you think of it as labor, you'll tend to think of it as wages. And if you think of it as wages, you won't charge enough and you won't be able to sustain yourself. What do you think?
Beautiful. People get paid too little. So, you know, I'm teaching people to find out the value of what they're selling and ask you what it's worth, so that people can actually pay what it's worth.
That's right.
But I don't know, why don't we teach people to get the salary they deserve? I mean, I know there's a minimum wage, and I know there's low-paid jobs. I've had so many myself. Actually, most of my life I've been cleaning and serving drinks for people.
Yeah.
So, and I don't mind. It gave me a good work ethic. And luckily, together with studies, I studied on my own. You know, I was kicked out of school, so I'm not really well educated. I had to learn all those things myself.
Well, you're such a rebel. You're such a rebel, Sulema.
Well, you know, also nowadays, you know, but the good thing about technology is location and money is no longer an excuse for not knowing anything.
That's right.
Because pretty much everything is online. Okay, if you need a diploma, if you need a paper, you might not get it, but you learn things. But nowadays, people don't care about most, you know, even big companies now, when We don't care where you.
Well, I'll tell you right now, as the way things are, the way things are right now, if you show up and you're smart and capable and engaged,
yeah.
And have a driver's license and pass a drug test, they probably won't ask you whether you got an education or not.
No, it's true. And you know how I find people? They address me. They are proactive. They
yeah.
give me advice. They look at my thing.
Yep.
And I end up hiring them because they're proactive. It
exactly.
doesn't take much, you know.
They put their best foot forward like they should. Hey, Sulema, good job today. Well done. And will you come back?
Always, that's an honor. Please, yeah,
we love to have you on the show. We love having you on the show. Sulema Gurani, ladies and gentlemen, Sulema.com is her website. Check that out. We'll get her back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.